So, to conclude, I'll just give you an explanation over the next two slides of the means that we have in the French army to counter this threat and how we go about it. Firstly, all of those involved, regardless of their level, regardless of the way in which the mission is organized to tackle IEDs, and regardless of the way in which we're going to neutralize the IED, everybody needs to understand where they'll be working, how they'll be working, so that they can counter threats by taking the necessary measures. That's what's mentioned in IMAS 9.31, which describes the processes used to counter IEDs. Similarly, in all action against mines, civilian security and deminer security must be the most important factor. There's an accepted level of risk amongst deminers, be they working for the army or an NGO. When you are trying to remove IEDs, you must preserve life, you must preserve property and infrastructure in order to promote a return to normalcy. And lastly, you must try to collect the technical data in order to shed light on the threat and see what is the best way of reducing risks thereafter. For those involved, the procedure described in IMS 9.31 and what we use for our training are fairly similar. You must get information, intelligence about the situation. You must know what has happened so that you can assess the threat. Then, obviously, you must try to neutralize the IED. We have different methods. First of all, remote work using robotic means. That's what we favor. We can then move in if the threat isn't too great and try to move the device or separate the different components. We, over the past 10 years, have been creating a follow-up database on all the IED situations that we have faced in all different theaters of operations that we've been involved in. The next slide, please. UN standards described in IMS 931 are not quite the same as the French standard operating procedures for IMS. They're more operational and they're more closely linked to NATO procedures. The UN has four stages of intervention, but we only have one. Once the operator has been trained, he or she must be capable of dealing with all IED threats. France and NATO countries adopt a comprehensive approach to IEDs. This means that we are consistent across the board. We work on the basis of training, of information, and we try to tackle the threat on three fronts. We attack networks, the crowd technique, criminal investigation, and then we try to dispose of the IED. That's the deminer's job. And thirdly, which mustn't be ignored and which is of interest to everyone, is training those people who are affected by this threat. We must raise their awareness so that we create new approach and maneuver procedures. We must adapt individual and collective behavior vis-a-vis this threat. So this is a holistic and targeted approach, and we try to be consistent right from the beginning to the end. Generally speaking, the key point will always be preserving life, lives of civilians and military personnel. This can be done by raising awareness, by identifying local threats. We must adopt the best SOP for that particular theatre in which the threat has been identified. And to conclude, in the humanitarian or post-conflict framework, wherever we are combating explosive devices of all sorts, preserving lives and assets must be at the heart of our concerns, because explosive devices and explosive remnants of war deprive people of access to basic resources or prevent us from returning to peace. Fighting explosive devices is a race against the clock, because very often we must react rather than anticipate. So we are reacting to an event. We rarely are able to anticipate what's going to happen. As we were saying, many new technologies can be used to manufacture IEDs, but these technologies can also help D-miners. And I've got different projects of companies in mind. They are developing swarms of drones with sensors in order to detect minefields, or there is robotics, which is advancing quickly, which allows us to work further away from the threat. And this obviously is much safer. Ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to an end of our presentation, and I thank you for your attention.